All right, it's 1:52 now. It's Farm Talk, Ag News 890. I'm Mick Kerr, and we're heading to the Sulphur Institute. He's in charge. Sulphur Institute Vice President Don Messick joins us. Good afternoon, Don.
Hello, Mick. How you doing?
Pretty good. We are, last couple of years, we've had this iron deficiency chlorosis in soybeans. We've seen with the factories, you know, their stacks all cleaned up and all that. Farmers are discovering the hard way that there are some sulfur deficiencies out there. So I'm really looking forward to our discussion, Don.
All right, well, good. Yeah, we're across the nation, we're seeing a lot more sulfur deficiencies. We're cleaning up the atmosphere, and with that reduction of sulfur dioxide that would be available for plant growth at some point, we're seeing more and more deficiencies.
Indeed. Well, but and another reason I'm looking forward to our chat is because I never had any idea that the Sulphur Institute existed. So,
yeah, we've been around since 1960, and what we do is we're sponsored by namely the oil and gas industry, because that's where most of the sulfur is coming from these days, recovered from that. And we take a look at things such as agriculture, where a lot of the sulfur is used, basically recycled to make sulfuric acid, then phosphate fertilizers, or as a fertilizer in itself.
I have driven by an oil well, and I have smelled that, so it's out there. So thanks for capturing that and putting it to good use. What is the best way of, I mean, what happens when you take sulfur in its raw form out there and turn it into some type of fertilizer?
Well, we need to, most of the sulfur that's coming out of, if say, formed or molten coming out of the oil and gas industry needs to be turned into a fertilizer. It's not immediately available when it's in that form. So there's several different materials. You can have ammonium sulfate. You can have elemental sulfur-based fertilizers that have been treated often with bentonite clay. And then you can have compound fertilizers such as NPS materials that are out there.
Now, this is a year where crop prices are down. Farmers are thinking about backing off on the inputs. They certainly aren't going to back off on the N, maybe not the P for yield, and there's the K out there, pretty important. But how about sulfur?
Well, let's not forget about sulfur. I think that the important thing is, yes, our prices we're looking at for commodities are low, certainly lower than we have experienced in the last couple of years. But I just looked at a study that came in yesterday from the International Plant Nutrition Institute, and it was a 30-year study taken out of Kansas where they said 1 + 1 = 2, and what they were getting at was that if you put nitrogen on, you can get a response. If you put phosphorus on, you can get a response. But if you apply the two together, you see an even better response. And the same is true with sulfur, especially we see that with nitrogen and sulfur.
Now, sulfur is not N, P, or K, so is it in the category of micronutrients?
It's a secondary nutrient.
Okay,
so you've got NPK, and then normally it's sulfur ranks fourth.
All right. That, and I don't know, maybe farmers don't really kind of rank it like that, but but producers have discovered it's pretty important to the general health of the crop because of the yellowing, especially in soybeans.
Right. Yeah. The sulfur has a role, much like nitrogen, in amino acid formation. So you form the amino acids, and then you get the proteins, and you get the yellowing or when you don't have enough chlorophyll or enough of that coloration to keep your crops looking healthy.
What is the best form of sulfur to use in to fertilize the crop?
Well, one challenge we have is there's so many types of fertilizers available that contain sulfur. You want to start with the sulfate carrier, certainly if you need immediate availability. But there are other materials that offer immediate and reserve availability, or there's those that you can put on and say if you're an alfalfa grower and will have multiple year availability. So it really comes down to what crop you're growing, what kind of yield you have, and what kind of soil you have.
Now, should is it liquid form and or granular form, is that also a factor?
Yeah, there are granulars and there are liquids available. Ammonium thiosulfate is the most common liquid available, but some of the ones I was mentioning before are all dries.
Okay, and does it matter one or the other, or does it depend on which crop, which type of sulfur you put on?
Well, you really got to look at your entire program and what fits in. I think the more important thing is, like, take a look at your program and what might work in it. You've got most of these materials are available and can work into a management program that gets you the crop response you need.
All right. Well, we've seen oil prices go way up, and now oil prices are coming down. Fertilizer prices this year are not. So sulfur, as a byproduct of oil, is the price of sulfur down this year, or is it steady?
Well, it's been steady so far. So we don't know exactly where it's going to go, and I really am not a forecaster, but it's available, and the important thing to look at is that whether your crops need it or not.
Okay. What should a farmer keep in mind, a couple of bullet points on sulfur and the use for crops?
Well, the textbook definition is that more coarse textured or sandy covered or soils that you have, the more likely a response. Low organic matter is another area that we look at, and, of course, well-drained. Now, you get into some of the soils in these nice loams out of the Red River Valley and so on, we may not see a response there, but you go into some of the river bottoms, you can see it, and certainly in other parts of the upper plains and upper Midwest. Minnesota's done a lot of work taking a look at various soil responses and where they occur. And they target basically a 4% organic matter, so that's getting a little bit higher than what we used to look at 20 or 30 years ago. So keep those kinds of numbers in mind when you're taking a look at and making your decision about sulfur.
All right, Don Messick, agronomist and soil scientist and the VEEP for the Sulfur Institute. Don, I'll bet you got more info on that farmers should probably get on your website.
You bet. It's www.sulfurinstitute, and we use the PH spelling, .org. And you can also give me a call at 202-331-9660.
Gotcha. All right, Don, have a great weekend. Thanks for the update on sulfur. It's an important nutrient, important fertilizer, secondary. I learned something on this interview. So
there you go.
A secondary nutrient. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye now.